It's time to interface at IYFWrestling.com. Here's Joey LaRocque.
Well, it's that time of year again here on the Interface, the year in review. We are talking about 2012. Gotta be the best year in IYFW history. 9 incredible shows, 3 great areas got to see IYFW. More wrestling has come out of IYFW in the Capital Region than any other promotion. It has proven once again that it is the premier wrestling promotion around, second to none. And we're going to talk about 2012, what a great year it's been. Don't even know where to begin. I guess we should start. Let's talk about the championships. The championships of IYFW, the in-your-face wrestling title, the big prize in the company, started out around the waist of Pierre the Beast Vachon, and throughout the entire year, that is where it has securely stayed, around the waist of the Beast. The reign of the Beast, as I've talked about here on the Interface during 2012, no matter who was put in front of him, Pierre Vachon was always able to walk out the champion through fair means or foul, as the old adage says. He took the challenge of Drake Evans in January. He took the challenge from the Shat Bobby Ocean in March, JP Black in May, Nocturne in June, Vigo in July, Roman Dominguez in August. Of course, Roman did get the win that night, albeit through disqualification. Pierre still walked out the champion. He had Drake Evans again in September, and of course, the final four-way, that incredible bloody brawl between Vachon, Vigo, Evans, and Dominguez, and still Vachon was able to walk out the champion. And now he is going into 2013, January 19th, cold day in hell as the champion. Still don't know who he'll be defending that title against. A lot of speculation, a lot of rumors that the Right to Fight contract owner, the mighty Franz Roddy, might invoke the contract that night to challenge Vachon for the title. If he doesn't, IYFW is stating they will pick a different challenger for Vachon that night. Of course, it can't be Evans, it can't be Dominguez, and it can't be Vigo per the contract of the Final Four-Way. The stipulation in that contract that none of the three men who lost would get another shot until the winner lost the title. Well, that's the IYFW title. Let's talk about the tag team titles. They started out around the waist of the enemy, Megastar Michael Monroe and Adam Badger. They, of course, lost those belts to the Uprising, Loverboy Ricky Williams, as he was known then, and Jamar Magic Justice. That match was the culmination of an over year-long feud between Badger and Justice. That, of course, started at the IYFW Academy, and finally it ended with Jamar and Loverboy winning the belts, and also Jamar injured Badger in that contest, taking out his shoulder, which put Badger on the injured reserve list for almost a full year. But then the tag team titles would then go to Blood Money, who would take the belts from the Uprising at the Brawl in Whitehall in June. That same evening, Scarsdale fired the Shakeweight Master, Michael Anthony, from Blood Money and took the Shakeweight away from him. Well, that same evening, Pure Dynamite made themselves known in IYFW, and Michael Anthony took it upon himself to take this young tag team under his wing, teach them, guide them up the rankings, and they would eventually get a shot at Blood Money at the Coronation Cup 2012 show in August. And that night, Pure Dynamite got the revenge for Michael Anthony. They won the tag team titles. Anthony reclaimed the shake weight, and he helped lead Pure Dynamite to a great level of success in IYFW. A month later, Michael Anthony would say goodbye to IYFW, and we still say thank you to the Shakeweight Master for all his contributions to In Your Face Wrestling. The tag team titles have been secure around Pure Dynamite's waist since then, and they will be going into a triple threat tag team match on January 19th against Blood Money and the new up-and-coming tag team in IYFW, 3-0 as a tag team, Team RPG, Ian Daniels and the Rickety Rocket. And that leaves one title left to talk about. That's the New Breed Championship. That started out around the waist of the mighty Franz Roddy, making him the first ever Triple Crown winner in IYFW history. But he would go on to defend that title against a young up-and-comer in the New Breed division, Liam McFerrin. Not ironically, but interestingly enough, it was on the St. Patrick's Day Massacre show, which was on St. Patrick's Day, and the luck of the Irish was definitely with McFerrin. And what you have to call the upset of the year, McFerrin defeated Franz Roddy to win the New Breed Championship. McFerrin would go on to have a great title run, taking on a lot of great challengers, successful in every outing, until he took on Loverboy Ricky Williams at Season 6 Endgame, the anniversary show, from November 3rd. That night, Ricky Williams showed his new allegiance to Blood Money, and Scott Scarsdale helped Williams win the New Breed title that night, and now Mr. Maple Leaf Ricky Williams has the New Breed title. Well, Williams will be taking on McFerrin in a rematch at January 19th's Cold Day in Hell for that New Breed championship. So that takes care of the titles in IYFW throughout 2012, but there's so many things. I know I'm not going to get to every single point out here, and if I miss something, I apologize, but here's something to talk about. What could have been the comeback of the year? And I'm talking about the return of the dark pony, JP Black, to In Your Face Wrestling. He was a secret mystery entrant in the IYFW Rumble contest, which took place back in May at Memories, Moments, and Mayhem, and he would win the Rumble match to go on and challenge Pierre Vachon that night for the IYFW title. JP, of course, the first in-your-face wrestling champion, and what a great comeback it would be for him to come back that first night and win the title. But through the fair means or foul adage, as I said earlier, Vachon walked out of Memories, Moments, and Mayhem still the champion. JP would go on to have some other matches, but we started to see a different side of the Dark Pony. He even voiced his opinion that he felt he was being disrespected in IYFW, but no one could figure out who was disrespecting him. Even JP Black would not be specific. He'd be very evasive, very vague, would not say specifically, until it came to the final four-way main event of Season 6 Endgame. JP Black assigned the special enforcer referee on the floor. When the referee was down and Drake Evans was on top of Vachon to get the pin to win the title, JP Black would come in the ring. He would count one, he would count two, and before counting three, grabbing Drake, picking him up, giving him the blackout bomb, and walk out of the building. Still, no word from JP why he did it, but he and Drake Evans will both be at Cold A&L January 19th. We'll see what happens when these two combustible elements are in the same building in Boston Spa. Now, I mentioned a little bit earlier that we saw the formation of a new tag team in IYFW, Team RPG, Ian Daniels and the Rickety Rocket. They've been very successful so far. They're going after the tag team titles for the second time on January 19th's Cold A&L show. But there were two tag teams in IYFW that went through a lot of turmoil throughout 2012. The first one, well, it wasn't an official tag team per se, but it was the culmination of Vigo and referee Dan Roberts, a.k.a. Sergeant Fury. These two men were teamed up together to take on the Savage Wolves at Seize the Moment back in January. At this point, the Savage Wolves, they were running roughshod. They were doing so many things in IYFW outside the ring, attacking students at the IYFW Academy, attacking referees in the parking lot, stealing the personal possessions of other wrestlers. They were just unstoppable. So IYFW put Sergeant Fury and Vigo together against the Savage Wolves back at Seize the Moment, and that night, Northern Fury, as they are called, took care of the Savage Wolves. Well, Dan Roberts is officially a referee for IYFW, so he couldn't wrestle again, but we would see these two men, Dan Roberts and Vigo, show their friendship with each other until that fateful day in July at Can't Tread on Us, when Vigo was challenging Vachon for the IYFW title. Vigo grabbed the championship belt that Vachon brought into the ring and tried to use it against him. Well, Dan Roberts, who was the assigned referee, had no other choice. With Minister Max Burden watching from ringside as the ring announcer that night, Dan Roberts had to disqualify Vigo. Vigo, in a rage, grabbed Fury, suplexed him down to the canvas, and the friendship was severed right there. Dan Roberts even went on this website, voiced his opinion, his frustrations over what Vigo did. Vigo made no mention of it, did not bring it up from then on. These two men were done as friends. But now, how times change, because have you seen the latest video here at iwifewrestling.com with Sergeant Fury, who is now under contract as a wrestler, and Vigo at another event talking about bacon, first of all, but also seems there's been a reconciliation between the two of them. But what was that piece of paper that Vigo showed Fury? What was that about? Hopefully we'll find out very soon what that was about, but it looks like Northern Fury are at least friends once again. Is Northern Fury coming to IYFW? Well, the other tag team I wanted to talk about that went through a lot of turmoil, I just mentioned them a few moments ago, is the Savage Wolves. After all the damage they were doing to IYFW, the academy, the students, referees, stealing the items of other wrestlers, it came down to a match between the two of them in March, St. Patrick's Day Massacre, and that night it was told that if they won their contest, they would get a contract with IYFW. Well, what Damon Ravage didn't know, but CJ Scott did know, it was not going to be a tag match. They were in fact going to wrestle each other, and whoever won got the contract. CJ withheld this information purposely from his brother to beat him that night and get the contract. Well, CJ Scott would not see the last of his brother in IYFW. He would be attacked by Damon Ravage several times throughout the summer. This led to the three stages of hell match at Season 6 Endgame. These two men put everything they had on the line in that contest. Some people say that this match stole the show at Season 6 Endgame. It is definitely up there. They did not hold back in that contest. CJ came out on top, but when it was over, both men embraced, both men celebrated together, and the Savage Wolves are back as a tag team in IYFW. What's even more dangerous, they both have contracts now. They're both official with IYFW, which makes them twice as dangerous, in my opinion. So those are the two tag teams that went through a lot of turmoil in IYFW in 2012. And so many other things I could talk about, but I don't really have a whole lot of time to talk about them. But all the great events that took place, how can you not talk about memories, moments, and mayhem from May of 2012 in Amsterdam, New York? Val Venus taking on the mighty Franz Roddy. The genius Lanny Poffo teaming up with the Uprising against Blood Money. And of course, Fit Finlay teaming with Bobby Fish against the Shaft, Bobby Ocean, and Drake Evans. That entire card is a great show. You can get that DVD here at this website. Makes a great stocking stuffer for this holiday season. But you can take a look at all our great shows. Seize the Moment from January. The St. Patrick's Day Massacre from March. Memories, Moments, and Mayhem from May. The Brawl in Whitehall. The debut of IYFW in Whitehall, New York in June. Can't Tread on Us from July. Heat Strike. And the Coronation Cup 2012 from August. Vengeful to the Core from September. And the Anniversary Show Season 6 Endgame from November. All of these will be available through the merchandise section of this website. And also, you can get tickets for Cold Day in Hell, January 19th, and the Memories, Moments, and Mayhem Convention and Event, M3Con as we're calling it, on March 16th in Balsam Spa, New York. We already know about former WWE superstar and current TNA talent Al Snow will be in action, and the ECW original himself, the Innovator of Violence, Tommy Dreamer, will be there as well. Well, we certainly, from the bottom of our hearts, we sincerely appreciate all the great support we've gotten from the fans from IYFW in 2012. We can't wait to get out there again for 2013, Cold Day in Hell and Memories, Moments of Mayhem 3M Con. We want to say a very special thank you to WrestleFudge. The guys at WrestleFudge.com have done a great job in helping promoting IYFW, but not just IYFW, professional wrestling from all around the capital region into New England and all that stuff. Thank you guys very much for your support. We thank all the fans out there, everybody who's helped IYFW this year, and we'll be looking forward to 2013 and more great action as only In Your Face Wrestling, the premier wrestling promotion in the capital region, can provide. Well, on behalf of IYFW, I want to wish you all a very happy, healthy holiday season and a very prosperous 2013. For IYFWrestling.com and The Interface, this is Joey LaRocque.